Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. North Carolina has been a national leader in banning the practice of payday lending, where consumer finance companies target low-income people with high interest and high-fee short-term loans. But now it appears the practice is starting again in the state, with at least one bank in North Carolina offering the product. Al Ripley with the North Carolina Justice Center joins us now to talk about it. Well, Al, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the resurfacing of payday lending in North Carolina. For folks who are listening who aren't familiar with this issue, when they hear the term payday lending, what does that mean?
Well, it's typically a loan that's offered to a borrower for a two-week term, usually, and it comes in the form of a balloon payment. You're given the money, and then you have to pay it all back in one payment, usually 2 weeks later. So in this example, we're seeing loans now where someone borrows $300, they have to borrow $30 to borrow that $300, and 2 weeks later, they have to pay back $330.
And if they don't, a lot of times those are rolled over, right?
That's the typical situation. The studies show that the typical borrower gets 16 of these loans in a year once they get one, because they have such a hard time paying off the first one that they then get a second, a third, and so forth.
And North Carolina was one of the leaders in the country in stopping this practice.
That's right. It was legal briefly in North Carolina. There was a short time when the law authorized these types of loans, but that law sunset in 2001. And then we were able to drive all the rest of the payday lenders out by 2006. So North Carolina is one of several states that has pushed payday lending out and has been successful in keeping it out.
And that may be changing now. Tell us what's going on with this bank.
Indeed. Well, Regions Bank is offering a product that is very similar to a payday loan. You get the loan for usually around 2 weeks period. It could be less, which actually makes the APR go up even more, makes it more expensive. And they're claiming that they're able to do this because of federal laws that enable a state, they're located in Alabama, to make these loans in North Carolina. And of course, we're disputing aspects of that and are very concerned that any bank would be making a payday loan since it's such a terrible product.
You say you're disputing it. Do you believe it's illegal for them to do this in North Carolina?
Well, we're looking carefully at the way that they're operating, how they're making the loan, mechanically how they're doing it, whether the borrower is talking to a decision maker in North Carolina or Alabama, and other aspects of it. So we're still sort of in that evaluating process.
I know you've been working on this issue for a long time, and I know you've heard the argument that these people need this money immediately, it's for an emergency, and this is a service that the market demands, and we should be able to provide it. How do you respond to folks who are saying that?
Well, I think that these loans just drive people into a deeper financial hole. If you're having a financial problem and you need money in order to get out of that problem, getting a payday loan is not going to fix the problem. It's just going to make it worse. I liken it to giving a starving person a poisoned meal. You might feel like you gave them some food, but you just killed them. Payday loans kill people financially. They're terrible products, and they really hurt people when they're in a financial distressful situation.
Are you surprised that this has resurfaced in North Carolina?
Somewhat. We were certainly happy without payday loans. We're glad that we've been able to drive them out, and we are surprised that any responsible financial institution would offer this product. So to see banks, which are federally regulated, and this bank is regulated by FDIC, making this type of loan is distressing, and we're disappointed to see that.
The bank says, right, this is something called a ready advance loan, which is different from a payday loan. What are they trying to say here?
Well, I think they're trying to recharacterize the product and make it look different. But the reality is that it's the same product. It has the same characteristics. It functions very much in the same way. And most importantly, it has the same harmful impact. It has a very high interest rate. If you get this loan for 10 days, it's 365% APR, very high fees. And the interest rate, there's no said interest rate, but the APR calculation with the fee is very, very high. And so it's a product that's really going to hurt people, and we hope the bank will stop.
Well, what happens now? You were part of a group of folks who were and organizations who were calling attention to this recently. What happens now?
Well, we continue to complain publicly about what Regions is doing. We're talking to state and federal regulators about what they're doing. We plan to do some more community action, asking the bank to stop making this product available. And so that's the course we have to take.
Might there be new laws that are needed?
I'm sure that the payday lending industry is going to attempt to change the law once again. They're already hiring lobbyists. They're going to make another try at that. I anticipate that we'll see harmful bills introduced and yet again more bad legislation to weaken North Carolina's lending laws.
And why are they so persistent? There must be a lot of money to be made here.
It's a very profitable product. You make an incredible amount of money making payday loans and consumer finance loans. It's very, very profitable, and that's why these companies are so eager to change North Carolina law to make it legal for them to make the products available here.
Is it especially tempting now for companies, given the still sputtering state of the economy? I mean, so many people are still having a hard time even meeting their monthly bills.
That is one characteristic of any type of product that's targeted to low-wealth folks, is that when you have the more people in financial distress, the more customers you'll have, because anyone who doesn't experience a financial problem is not going to get this product. It's simply too expensive and not helpful. So it's that sort of situation where, yeah, they'll do better if they have more people who are in distress and having tough times economically.
Another thing I'm sure you've heard from folks on the conservative side of the world, which is, I mentioned the market before, that this is all that the buyer should beware and know better. If they're buying these things, they should realize, oh, this is an extraordinarily high interest rate when I can compute it out, or I might not be able to pay this back in 2 weeks.
Well, there's certain situations where, and I've talked to borrowers about this, and many people do not realize how difficult it is once you get into this situation to get out of it. And it's understandable that if you've never had a payday loan before and you don't really know what its impact will be on you, that it's hard to know what that's going to be like. And so we do meet with borrowers in the past who got these loans and got stuck in that debt treadmill and getting 16 loans a year. And after that's happened to them, they say, yeah, I've learned my lesson. I see what this does to people. I'm never going to get one of these again. But that's sort of what the role of government, in our view, is to protect people from bad products. It's no different than protecting people from bad drugs or cars that aren't built well or any other type of consumer protection. It's the same thing. We need to protect people against bad financial products, and that's what this is.
We talked about the money that company makes or the banks make doing this. Why are politicians always seem to be flirting with allowing these things?
These companies make a lot of campaign contributions, and so they get a lot of politicians who are very eager to take their contributions and do their bidding. And that's what we're seeing here is also an uptick in contributions from companies and organizations that have an interest in seeing increased profits for finance companies and payday lenders.
And before I let you go, I have to ask you about an issue that you've worked on hard for a long time, too, that came up in the legislature last time, the raising the interest rate on small consumer finance loans, raising them dramatically. That bill, I guess, passed the House, didn't pass the Senate. Is that something you expect to come back up?
Absolutely. I expect we'll see that piece of legislation again, unfortunately. And those loans also have negative characteristics and put borrowers in a bad state. And, you know, we really think that North Carolina would be better off keeping our good laws the way they are now and not making them worse on either payday loans or consumer finance loans.
Well, Al, thanks for all the work you're doing, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, Director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.